Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You learn to work as a teenager.
Yeah.
That first job you have can lay the groundwork for what type of adult employee you become. But one thing is certain.
Right.
At some point while you work as a teenager, you messed up.
Really, really bad.
And it's a tradition that started from the beginning of time and continues to this day. One woman's story, it's funny, it's also a bit refreshing, and it's something we all need to remember when you are ready to blow your top at a kid who just made a mistake.
Yeah, effed up.
You hang it out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So the New York State Fair starts this week, I believe.
Yeah.
And as part of the fair, As part of the fair starting, they did a story on a woman who got one of her first jobs ever as a teenager down at the State Fair Dairy Pavilion.
Oh.
That's right. It happened in 1980. Her name is Maureen, and she sold tickets to people who wanted to spend the 15 cents to sample chocolate milk.
Mm.
Now, if you've never been to the State Fair, inside the Dairy Pavilion, along with the butter sculpture, which is very popular.
Yes, it is.
You could pay a little bit of money and sample New York State milk. You know,
oh, delicious.
In case you've never tasted milk before. It's so stupid. It's the dumbest thing ever.
It's like a wine tasting. You swirl it.
But it's so popular. There's like lines of people. I'll pay a quarter for milk. So one day, the man who poured the milk, which was a separate job, was not there.
No.
And despite not being trained being the milk pourer, Maureen was thrust into action.
Well, I mean, what do you need to know? The whole job is in the title.
Okay.
Pour milk.
Well, here's the problem.
How hard?
Here's the problem. They weren't pouring like this. The milk was dispensed out of a spigot.
Out of a spigot?
Spigot.
Right.
From a giant tank.
Oh, and big tank of chocolate milk.
And Maureen says the tank had a ton of pressure on the inside.
Oh.
Now, I'm going to read you a quote from Maureen back this day in 1980. I missed training, and I poured the cup of milk too aggressively. The spigot came off.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Instead of a cup of milk, a man standing in front.
Gale wants
a
milk.
Got a dousing.
Oh, so it was like spewing chocolate milk
straight out. She says he got pelted. Gallons of chocolate milk sprayed like a fire hose.
Oh, no.
The man was in a white T-shirt with cigarettes rolled up in his sleeve.
Oh, man.
He was stunned and stood there for what seemed like forever. So eventually, in the story, a manager leaps over the bar and stops the milk from spraying.
Right.
But when it was all set.
The automatic shut off valve.
You got to stop the milk, guys.
Of course, it was chocolate milk.
Had
too.
To be chocolate milk heavy.
Oh, man.
But when it was all said and done, the man was blasted with 60 gallons of chocolate milk.
Oh, my God. Think of the force of that, too,
that
coming out of
that
tank.
That had to come out pretty fast, yeah.
You got blasted.
I know. It's like your mom every Saturday night. So the article was written. Because this woman says all the way back in 1980 when she was a teenager doing this job, she never had the opportunity to apologize face-to-face to the man who she sprayed with the milk. Everything was such chaos she kind of forgot about it. And she said...
This is like the early 80s.
Yes.
That guy could be dead.
And that's just it. She said, if this man is out there and reads this...
He was a smoker. Don't think he was around. He also enjoyed chocolate milk. Those guys don't go long.
Chocolate milk, smoking chocolate milkers. but she says, it was a hectic scene in the moment. I never had a chance to apologize in person, and she wanted to say sorry. And this story is hilarious, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's also refreshing.
What's that?
And I don't mean like 60 gallons of chocolate milk refreshing.
What do you mean?
This is a reminder, Tommy, that no matter what kind of employee you are now, you had a job as a teenager where you screwed up royally.
Yeah.
Massive mistake that either cost where you work a ton of money, you hurt someone, you ruin someone's day, whatever.
Mm.
And if you would like to share those stories, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. But I think what is most important about what this woman brings up, and for us to remember, as adults now, when that kid that works wherever you are screws up their job, you, at one point, were that kid.
Yeah. So remember that. Go easy on him. What?
True or false?
What?
Feels like people may have less patience for kids doing jobs today than maybe years ago.
Oh.
Would you agree or disagree?
No, I don't,
if you think I'm wrong, tell me.
No, you think they're harder on kids today than back in the day?
Well, there's an expectation now. You know, I'm paid for my, you're an employee, I'm coming to take a little pay.
But that guy always existed.
Okay.
From the beginning, there's probably a guy like that in the Bible.
So you think it's the same?
They call that a crucifixion.
I don't think they had the teens doing the crucifixion.
We used three nails, Jesus Christ.
Well, I think everybody
actually Jesus Christ, I'm sorry.
But to your point, I will say this. So, like, before there was, like, cameras and people checking on you, you could, like, do some damage and people wouldn't know about
it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because I remember that. And, like, nobody admitted to it.
You're not as under the mic, or they're under the microscope more now than you were as a teenager.
Oh, actually, I can remember, like, on being on a stock crew and, like, something got broken. Nobody would admit it. So then your boss would go, you know what? Nobody steps up, no break. We're working straight through that. If nobody wants to admit how this, and nobody would, all right, we just won't say crap because nobody wants to, you know, turn somebody in.
Well, you bring up an interesting point. Like the story this woman tells at the New York State Fair of blasting a man with 60 gallons of chocolate milk, right? Like she has to tell this story for it to be
it's
published
again. It's just a story. There's no evidence.
Kimmy, if this was today.
Oh, this would be on the news.
It would be the lead story on every national news. Man.
That kid would be embarrassed on a national level.
Chocolate milk money shot at the New York State Fair.
How funny would that be?
I do wish I could have seen the video. But Kimmy, you were going to say something. I'm sorry. We cut you.
Well, because you had asked, do you think it's harder for kids entering, you know, those kind of jobs today? But I also feel like every generation thinks the next generation isn't working hard.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, like I think it'll always be tough for a teenager.
Day one.
Day one. Because the people that had that job before them always thinks they had it harder.
Okay.
Whether or not they did, who knows? But I think they will always say, kids don't want to work. I worked harder than these kids do.
You don't know how good you got it. Let me tell you what they paid me back in the day.
Yeah.
Are we adjusting for inflation or no?
No.
Okay. All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are you a dick, no matter what, for complaining about a teenager's job performance?
And it's just a mistake. The kid just screwed up.
No. It's not what I said. I said, are you a dick
for
complaining about a teenager's job performance?
My dick.
Is there a situation?
Are you talking about as a customer?
As a customer, yes. Okay. As a customer.
Okay.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. So wait,
like if you complain about some kid and get him in trouble for his job,
okay,
that's a dick.
So no matter what they did, there is not a situation where you would say, you know what, I have to say something to somebody.
Bro, I told you my brother does it all the time at the grocery store he shops at.
So would you like to, well, because he goes to the deli.
He goes to the deli and he wants to get some like, you know, some Italian ham, a bruschetta, right?
Okay, yeah. Because
he's going to make some douchey or, you know, with a charcuterie board thing, right? So he didn't like the way the kid sliced and stacked the bruschetta on the paper.
A teenage kid working at the deli.
Yeah. He takes the stuff up to the manager and shows it to him. Like, hands it to the, opens it up and shows the manager. Look what he did. Look what he did.
All right, but if I'm going to counterpoint.
Yeah, and then he gets the kid in trouble.
Okay, but if I'm going to counterpoint, your brother is spending his hard-earned money.
Here you go.
Look, it's not his fault they put a teenager behind the counter. He's here to get his service for his money.
So my brother has not worked a job since he's been 48, 49 years old.
Okay, hey, look, he you know, that's how
it works hard. You invest your money, right? You play the market.
Exactly, yes. Wait, he was nobbing guys to make money until you retire 49?
I put all those ham on my mouth. And it's my
No, you're such a, you get the poor kid in trouble. What a, by the way, the ham tastes just as good. How if he balled it up shoved it in your mouth, it would still taste delicious.
The customer is always right.
Yes.
He had an expectation that he is using his hard-earned money for, and that child did not meet expectation.
And my dad was the same way.
Okay.
I don't ever want to be my dad. So I'm going to say dick move.
We all become our dads. I mean, you can fight it as long as you want.
Fight, you should.
Okay.
Always try to not be your dad, because all dads eventually suck.
All right, but I'm going to counterpoint again. And Kimmy, now that you're back in the conversation, if you are going to go into management, yeah. As we talk about this story, again, the New York State Fair is starting up. There's an article written about this woman. In 1980, she was a teenager, her first ever job working in the dairy pavilion. She was trained to take tickets to give people samples of milk. She was not trained to pour the milk. It came out of a big pressurized tank through a spigot. The kid who was supposed to pour it didn't show up that day, so they put her on there. She did it too aggressively. Long story short, spigot blew off and blasted a man in a white t-shirt with 60 gallons of chocolate milk. And she writes this article talking about how she never had a chance to apologize to that man that day. And she hopes if he sees this, he knows. And
yeah.
It's a reminder that all of us at one point, no matter how frustrating it gets, was that teenager that screwed up at that job. So, Kimmy, you would argue there is no reason ever to complain about a teenager's service to their manager or owner of the store.
I mean, unless they're being, like, harmful to you or somebody else, I'm going to say I would probably just let it go.
How harmful does it have to be?
Well, I mean, like, if somebody's going to get seriously hurt, then I think you have to say something.
Okay. You mean, like, 60 gallons of chocolate milk blasting a man in the chest?
I mean, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, unless you're the man drowning in 60 gallons of chocolate milk. All right, I mean, the counterpoint to don't rat the kid out.
Don't narc.
I agree with you. Like, let the kid be the kid. We were all the kid. But can't you counterpoint that if you go to management and that manager, like, lays into him, you're helping the kid down the road?
Mm-hmm. But that's
the
manager's
job.
Don't
you think that kid knows that they're kind of doing something wrong?
I let the manager deal with it.
And if it's a
mistake,
that kid definitely knows.
Okay.
The embarrassment alone for that mistake usually is what helps you learn.
I understand, but you're going to have a job as an adult even if you make a mistake where you're going to get chewed out. It's going to happen, right? Like, even if you were a terrible teenage employee, you do take things from the jobs you have that affect the way you work down the road. And, like, most of the time, that the thing you take is, I don't want to work this job for the rest of my life.
Right?
But, like, when you hold a kid accountable, either in the moment, like, face-to-face, like, hey, or to their boss, there could be a lesson that they benefit from when they're grown-ass
people.
But
I don't want to be that narc, that complainer. That, excuse me, sir. I need your attention over here. Miss, ma'am, sir. You don't want to be that dick.
There probably is a line, though, for people if it has to do with, let's say the kid overcharges you by a lot.
Okay.
Or you're losing money somehow, or you didn't get what you paid for. Like, that's when I think you may say something that has less to do with the kid.
Look at Gimme Kimmy over here.
Talking about the money, baby.
Oh, we're talking about the money? What, would you agree with her that you're... How much would the kid have to overcharge you where you'd say something?
It would have to be a lot.
What's a lot?
Well, it depends on the item.
All right, you go to get a pizza.
Yeah.
All right, how much...
Well, you tell me... First of all, you told me off air what pizza cost.
Pizza's very expensive all of a sudden.
I would even... that would shock me.
All right, but let's say you got overcharged by how much for a pizza where you'd have to tell the manager.
Oh, it would have to be like double the price, maybe.
Okay, so $70.
Yeah, probably has to say.
You lie. You got overcharged $10. You're saying something.
I hate saying things.
You ain't got $10, bro. Comes back
insufficient. My wife's got $10.
Gimme, how much would you have to be overcharged on a pizza to say
It would have to be noticeable to your point. Like, maybe I thought, oh, I miscalculated.
$15.
Like, I might give myself some wiggle. I would say, like, $20.
$20.
I might be like, hey, I don't think that's right.
So you'd sacrifice 17 of your hard-earned dollars, 4 hours at this job, for you to not have to embarrass a teenager.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think, like, guys like my brother and guys like my dad always thought they looked tough and manly, you know, standing up.
Sure.
I mean, you're not screwing me over, buddy.
Yeah.
But you're just talking down to some kid. And I think my father and my brother thought they looked like tough guys.
Yeah.
Like, my brother thought when my brother's telling me this story, He was like, yeah, I told that kid who's working that counter, you know, for chump change, you're doing it wrong, buddy, and I'm going to talk to your boss. Like, he was trying to impress me that he was a tough guy. I'm going, you're an ass. You're just a complaining ass, man. You don't look tough.
No, you don't get it. What Why would I want to pick on someone my own size? That risks me not looking tough. When I pick on someone smaller and weaker than me, there's no chance I lose.
Okay, all right.
So we had asked earlier, you know, the massive mistake you may have made working as a teenager.
Yeah.
We've got a ton of folks writing us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Paul says, when I was around 21, I started working at a body shop. On my third day, I sideswiped a van that was just painted against a building.
Oh.
I was on the verge of tears.
Yeah, you can really do some damage working at a body shop. Like, that could get really pricey.
Can you, like, the thoughts in your head on that walk
yes.
to tell someone what happened? Leanne writes, we're customer service desk at Tops when I was a teenager. I remember my coworker was so excited about her brand new UGG boot she bought herself. I had a customer returning like two 6-liter bottles of Pepsi. Well, I knocked one off the counter. It exploded, shot up like a rocket, flew 12 feet in the air. The manager was pissed, helped clean it up, ripped me a new one, but not as pissed as the girl's boots.
Yeah, no
ruined.
Kidding.
Oh, my God.
Those things aren't cheap, right?
Back then, they were like $250.
Ooh.
Probably.
Because you're also an idiot wearing those to work at Tops.
Well, she's a teenage kid.
I know.
Look at you. You're yelling at a kid. Don't yell at the kid. You're an idiot for wearing your boots.
I knew about $200.
Well, you're wearing your Uggs to the Tops.
What are you, Michael Jackson?
252 WCMF. I see you guys sitting on hold. We are in this weird catch-22, however.
What's up?
People get very frustrated with teens and jobs when things don't go the way they want.
Yeah.
Right? No one wants to work anymore. Yet, at the same time, due to shortages in a bunch of different fields, we're also letting kids do more important things earlier.
Yeah.
There have been school districts that have lowered the age for bus drivers. There are some 18-year-old kids driving school buses.
Mm-hmm.
There was legislation looking to allow kids as young as 18 to start the process of becoming truck drivers. We had a story like 2 years ago. A town just east of us, Kimmy, where 16 and 17-year-old kids were working on ambulances after school because they were so short. So, like, a kid getting the toppings on my pizza wrong, that's one thing. Like, them screwing up my health care or making a mistake driving kids to school.
Well, it's dangerous.
It's a way bigger deal.
Sure.
So, like, if you are frustrated with this generation sucks and they don't do the job right, why are those same people advocating for them? Well, you should be able to drive up. When I was your age, I was building a house, going to night school to become a lawyer. I was also overseas deployed at the same time. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Nick. Hey, Nick, buddy. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? So when I was like 16, I used to work at Wendy's and had a guy come back through the drive-thru for a second time, yelling at me because he apparently asked for extra ketchup packets and they didn't give him enough extra ketchup packets. And I wasn't even the one that packed the thing. So I'm like, what are you yelling at me for? So I filled the bag to the brim with ketchup packets. It was like 15 pounds of ketchup packets. He drives off, somehow didn't notice, drives off, comes back through a third time, losing his mind at my manager.
I just want to point out, he had to wait in the drive-thru multiple times. Like,
three times.
That anger had to be building up inside of him if there were any cars ahead of
the
him.
The guy had ketchup rage.
Waiting to get through. Like, so he wasn't enraged enough to go inside the store.
Right.
Here's the thing.
What a great story.
As great as that story is, Nick, I think I would have gone back if you filled my bag with ketchup. Now you just beat it, Nick.
I think I got all this free ketchup.
It's packets. Yeah, you can take them home.
Yeah.
You don't need a mess or anything.
That's the worst thing.
He gave you more than you asked for.
Nick, thanks for the call, buddy. Packet drawer.
Oh, yeah. You got to fill that packet drawer.
Everyone's got one.
Mm-hmm.
John writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. I was 19 working in an oil change place. I was so hungover one day, I forgot to add oil to a car and let them leave.
Oh, wait. He drained the car of oil, put the cap back on.
And let them leave. Said they then returned promptly, and I got fired. You don't even have an argument there.
But, yeah, you're going to destroy the engine,
yeah,
right?
I mean, how long can you go without oil before
not much.
Okay.
Oh, like, the fact that they knew it immediately there was something wrong with the engine.
All right, let me ask you a question.
All right,
let's say this happens to you.
Yeah.
You go back in there. Do you ask them to not fire the teenager who made that mistake?
Yeah.
My ass!
Why do you ask me to say I'm wrong?
Because you lied. I'm so cool, man.
I'm totally cool.
Are those four teenagers walking down my neighborhood at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Honey, dial 9 and 1 and wait for my signal.
Well, they're walking around, looking around, sliding around.
You didn't tell me they were sliding, walking
and
looking.
Oh, sliding, looking.
All right, we'll take one more call, 252-WCMF. Mark's got the last word. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Good morning.
All right.
So I'm a fireman up in Irondequoit, and we got called for a water problem over at the old Regal Cinema. And we pull up in front of the place, and there's water running out the front door.
Damn.
Wait, Tommy's mom was there?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Hey, I thought the firefighters might come. I'll jump in, boys. Yeah. Put on a snorkel. Sorry, go ahead, Mark.
That's okay. So the sprinkler over the food court thing was just full-on running water out and couldn't figure out how it happened. They brought up the video, and kids were having a war with straws with a piece of popcorn kernel in it and a rubber band, and they hit the sprinkler head, and it just turned the water on, and they couldn't shut it off.
Oh,
so that poor kid.
They finally found the kid that did it, made him help clean up, and then we saw him walking down the street because they probably fired him.
Oh, way to go,
Mark.
You
never think a piece of a kernel of popcorn.
Oh, wait, what happened to my mom?
We went back and tried it. It was pretty remarkable how fast.
You went and tried my mom?
All of them over and over again. Come on,
well,
boys.
That's a lot of people. But...
Oh, here come the sailors, too. Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
The amount of, think of the panic.
Yes.
You might as well just walk out. I quit.
Yeah.
You're right.
Never looking back.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
There's an old saying, Tommy.
What's that?
Everything costs money.
Too much.
Can't walk out your door without spending $50 these days.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's having more of an effect than on just our grocery bill.
Okay.
Because, look, ideally, you want people in your life, friends, to spend time with.
Yeah.
But those friends are costing us all a fortune. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. A new study shows that having a friend is costing you $250 a month.
God damn, man. That's more than owning a dog.
Kimmy, can you Google what the average cost of owning a dog is?
I just think of what we spend on our dog a month. We get her
way more than $250.
No, and we get her groomed.
Well, okay, food, outfits, grooming. Nice. Bro, you're the prissiest ass dog owner I've ever met.
So the grooming is the most expensive part.
How much a month?
So it's $80 plus tip.
Per month?
Per month.
You spend $80 a month to groom your dog.
Yeah.
Do you not have combs in your house?
No, but I mean, she's like trimmed and everything, and they put little bows in her hair. She looks adorable. Her nails are clipped. Anus is shaved up nice. Not that it's important, but I like a shaved anus on my dog. Well, I don't want things getting caught in it.
So this new study shows having a friend is costing you $250 a month.
And you don't have to shave his anus, unless he's into that. Well, you know, I smell those milk grooming things now. Do your beard and your anus.
You did.
And your buddies.
When you said anus, you were shaving your
own face. Well, I was doing a beard and your anus.
So, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not Kimmy. The money, the $250 a month, that is money spent on things you do with those people that you like to hang out with.
I was thinking, like, if you go out to dinner, let's say you go out to dinner twice a month, dinner and drinks.
Yep.
Easy.
So, they cover dinner, drinks, Ubers, and it also includes, on average over the year, major stuff like concerts, sports tickets, trips.
Or just having them over.
Yeah, going to one Bills game is going to run you more than that.
Bingo. The bottom line is this. Every friend you have, the one friend costs you $250 a month on average. Every friend you have costs a little bit more on average each month.
God,
and
damn.
Because of this, millennials and Gen Zers specifically are changing how they socialize.
So they don't.
One in four said they have simply, stopped hanging out with friends as much as they've used to because they can't afford it. They're also starting to self-isolate. In just the last year, 44% of Gen Zers and millennials said they have bailed on big plans like concerts, sporting events, or trips with their friends because they simply could not afford it. About one in four Gen Zers and millennials also say they are starting to prioritize what are called no-spend hangs.
No-spend hang.
You go to a park.
I think I went to that Chinese place. Delicious food. No bill.
You go to a park.
Yeah.
You have a movie night at someone's house. You just hang around the
kitchen.
This
is what you do when you're trying to bang somebody for the first time.
Well, you're the one trying to shave your buddy's anus. I don't know.
Well, I don't want it prickly down there. No, but like, so it's no spend hang.
Yeah, you just sit around and don't spend money. Just hang out with your friends. Is that sad or is that brilliant?
It's boring.
Well, you don't think, we've known each other 25 years. We can't just sit around and talk?
Yeah, but we have a unique situation where we just say horrible things about people. Normal people would be nice to each other. It would have to be horrible. Like, no booze, no drugs.
All right, Kimmy, with this, one in four Gen Z millennials say they are prioritizing what they're calling no-spend hangs, going to a park, movie night at someone's house, just hanging around a kitchen, to not spend money. Is that a sad move to be social, or is that a brilliant move to be social?
I'm sorry, I was on the phone. No, you're going to have to re-explain.
Hanging out, intentionally not spending money. So come watch Netflix
so
at my house.
You're planning events that are cheap.
No, not cheap.
No money.
Okay. No money at all. Is that sad to have to maintain your friendship, or is that brilliant?
I don't know, because wouldn't your friends kind of be in the same boat, I'm guessing? Wouldn't your friends, like, I'm guessing, like, you're probably hanging out with people who, if they're your friends, who have, like, the same ideas, maybe
level
the same economic status you are. Like, maybe they also are kind of, like, appreciative of that idea.
But two things.
Because you may all feel pressure to, like, go out and do something, but if somebody's just like, hey, you want to come over and hang, and maybe you order some food so it's a little cheaper, I think everybody would be in on that.
Valid point, but two things would have to happen.
Yeah.
One, as Tommy mentioned a second ago, you would have to have such good friends that you could sit around and do nothing and entertain each other, which I think is more difficult than people
absolutely.
Realize. And two, you would have to vocally in the beginning be like, okay, we're going to hang out and not spend money.
Hey, you want to come over and take a walk?
So you have like a hobby together. Like,
hobbies cost money.
We all hate this collectively, but I know people who love to play games and stuff.
No, hey, I'm not young. I'll declare bankruptcy.
Kill me now.
But I know people that have regular game nights with their friends, and
maybe they
get some snacks and drinks, but it's still going to be cheaper than going out and drinking, you know?
God, it's like the 1930s when everything sucked.
Not like now when everything's good.
Way better than that. I'll take this over the 1930s.
To be fair, I never lived in the 30s. I don't know.
Didn't look good.
Dan writes
unless you had a Tommy gun.
Dan writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. He said, my two best friends moved out of state in February. I flew to Colorado. October, I fly to Florida. It's costing me a fortune. I didn't even think about that.
Well, yeah, chasing them across, you know, country. Ridiculous.
Whatever words he just said.
I just ain't doing it.
252 WCMF. A new study shows having a friend costs you $250 a month in just dinner, drinks, Ubers. They also average in throughout the year, like sports tickets, concert tickets, trips. Kimmy, what does it cost monthly to own a dog?
It said, depending on size, breed, you know, maintenance, to your point, like if you have to get it groomed, it said between like $100 to like $400 a month.
So it may be cheaper to own a dog.
Yeah.
Depending on the anus situation.
Yeah.
So here's where this study gets really interesting.
What's that?
It turns out it's more expensive for men to have friends than for women.
Because women are better at socializing than men.
I think you're right.
Yeah, like we might have friends and I, like we, like for instance, like we all love like Bravo shows, right? So we have no problem getting together to like catch up on some of our Bravo shows together.
But I want to
collectively watch something together. Like, is there anything like you would even watch with a buddy?
Well, sports.
Okay. All
another
right,
buddy getting hurt.
That too.
Yes.
Like, don't talk. He's going to do it. But hold on. Let me counterpoint you here.
Okay.
So it says in the study, the average woman spends around $208 a month on friends. The average man spends almost $300. And Kimmy, you're right. You ladies are way better at socializing and standing around. But Tommy, I have never once seen a group of women get together where there weren't multiple bottles of wine,
yes,
a charcuterie board, appetizers.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's
we
never,
got snacks. But we've got the snacks.
But, Kimmy, when the girls come over, they're never cheap snacks. Like, if I have my buddies over to watch a game, right, I can just get a couple of bags of chips.
Nuts.
Yeah, well, for you. And then hot dogs.
I like
and
my
things.
Salty nuts with my boys.
Well, yeah,
and then alcohol.
You got to be careful with the razor around.
Yes.
Right? Like, that doesn't sound expensive. Every time I see a woman get together, and this is from when I was living with that girl when she was in college from our 20s all the way up until now. Tommy, you know, your wife has friends over. It's like a $300 platter.
We plan for it.
It's an event.
Are you women lying on what you're spending?
I don't think it's as expensive as you think. Some of that stuff we just keep around.
But you had to buy it at some point.
There's more.
That's my wife saying, well, I had it. Well, yeah, but you had to buy it.
Thank you.
But I have it because I also just like it for myself.
Soft cheese is the most expensive cheeses.
Yeah, well, because it's so soft.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's got to be alcohol. Alcohol has to be one of the biggest, outside of the events, because you're not going to go to a concert every month. Mm. Alcohol has to be a big expense.
Okay.
Especially for guys like my age.
Depending on how you drink, where you're drinking.
But even that, let's say, you know, you get a 30 rack of some kind of beer or a bottle of booze. Like, that's $20-$30. It's not that much money.
Not but if we're going out.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you out, you know?
I mean, I think that's, you know, we've seen the rise of the man cave over the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. It's the smartest thing I've ever done in my life. Like, the money that I save hanging out in that man cave to watch sports and just inviting people over is amazing.
But even if guys got to go over your house, they got to bring some. They can't show up empty-handed unless they're bums.
I don't like them bringing stuff.
Yeah, but they still bring
it. My stuff's better than your stuff.
Look at you, snobby.
I know
really
what I like.
Snobby.
No, it's not even snob. I don't.
Man,
I,
you used to be some bottom feeding. Bottom drinking bum. Now look at you, top shelf. No, like if I was coming over your house, I'd have to bring you a bottle or a couple of cigars or something. You know what I mean? I wouldn't show up empty handed.
No, I know. But again, it's like a pointless exercise. Oh, thanks. Now this is going to sit in the liquor cabinet.
But like I had our boy Danny over a couple weeks ago for. You know, he shows up with a bottle of booze and two cigars. Had to cost him.
Yeah, and it's a class man. By the way, he had to sleep in his car that night.
Yeah, which was nice. We weren't home.
252 to WCMF. Let's talk to Alicia. Hello, Alicia.
Hey, I heard you making fun of us game night people. We save a ton of money.
Wow, Alicia, you can't curse. You get very angry about game night.
I didn't know the S word was a bad word. Anyway.
All right, hold on. Let's back up because we had to dump you. Yeah. You're upset that we are making fun of board game night people.
Yeah, we save so much money. I will buy like 3 racks of ribs for $30 and groceries and so on, and my friends will come over, I'll make a lot of food and we have a lot of fun versus going out and spending like $200 on each other. On top of that, the friends that cost me the most money are the ones that have babies. Last month I spent $600 on gifts just for 3 or 4 friends that had babies.
Yeah, that's a great point.
They're the ones that cost me money.
Yeah, how do you
not factor women having to buy wedding
baby
shower, baby
wedding
shower?
Shower.
That has to count.
The amount of
the
money
racks
on
ribs.
Showers. Yeah.
You don't want to come over for ribs and parcheesi? Monopoly Ribs Night. No, Alicia, that is miserable. It's my hell. Having to sit around and play a board game for 4 hours.
No, yeah, you're not
so many fun board games out there, adult board with strategy board games. You got to try them before you make fun of them.
No, come over some strategy and ribs.
Ribs and strategy.
No. They're great games. You got to try one called Catan. It's great.
No, I hear you. How about you try this new thing
Josh Allen likes it.
Yeah, he does. How about you try this new thing, Alicia, called having a personality?
I have a great personality. You guys.
Bye, Alicia.
Bye.
There goes board game Alicia.
God.
I think she's so enthusiastic. You know, everybody who is a board game person tries so hard to sell you on being a board game person.
And they don't get it.
I think I've lived long enough to know I'm not a board game person.
But they don't
I've tried it. I hate it. And I hate it more and more every time.
And they don't let it go.
No, you're right. It's like a cult. Like, you like it. You like
come
it.
Come on. No, come over. Come on.
And you got to participate. Like, I will, like, if I'm somewhere where everybody there is a board game person and I'm not, I will sit down and participate, but I'm not.
I'll go watch TV.
I have left places. Like, when the games come out, card games especially, I'm gone. Yeah.
And you know what pisses me off even more? Side note on the game night thing. The people that want to play the board game sometimes aren't even paying attention to the board game, so we can't even get through the board game in a timely manner.
You're starting to sound like a board game.
And there's also rule dick. Well, that's the rules. Hold on. Then you got to get out the paperwork. Here, let me see. That's a violation.
Bro, like, so whenever I dated an Italian girl, you Italians love your card
games.
They
love card games,
You love them. Like, you know, if you have to, the second you start explaining to me the rules, if it's longer than 15 seconds, I've stopped paying attention. And I'm sorry.
It's work.
It sucks.
It's work and it's stress.
As we talk about this new study, it costs you $250 a month on average to have a friend, and every friend you have on top of that adds a little bit.
And none of them are worth it.
Well,
let's face it. There ain't one buddy you got that's worth $250.
Well, you bring up an interesting question. Do people have a financial power rankings of the friends they're willing to spend?
They must in their head.
To see? Right? Because you're right. Like, I have guys I grew up with that live out of town.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I would go down to see my buddy Phil in New York if he wanted to hang out. But, like, there's other guys in that same group that are out of town where it's like, I ain't paying
money. Yeah, they're not Phil worthy.
Exactly.
They haven't reached the level of Phil.
Getting married. I got a wedding I got to go to, although I haven't been invited yet.
Oh.
Oh.
Maybe you're off the hook.
Yeah.
Well, no, but I
maybe he's not really the buddy you thought he was.
Oh, yeah.
It means I'm saving money.
But you also kind of want to be invited.
I do. Nick writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. If they think friends are expensive, wait until they discover dating. Good point.
All right. Different category.
Yeah. Because you can have both going at the same time.
Well, no, I feel
you can have a buddy and you could be dating.
I feel like once the relationship shows up, that you stop spending as much money being...
But it's a slow pull.
Or you could be in friend group couples.
The worst. Couple groups suck.
Yeah.
But that could cost you, too.
It's horrible.
It really is.
Because you always have to do an activity, I feel like.
Yes.
If you're going out with couple friends.
And it's never my friend. It's always her
friend.
Well,
look at your friends, man.
You're my friend.
Right. Scuzzy has pile of man you hang out with.
Got that?
What?
The point I'm making is it's never like two guys that are like, hey, our girlfriends are going to get together, which is weird because women can become friends with another woman immediately.
Yeah.
It's always our wives are getting together. My wife has a friend, and now I got to go hang out with a guy. He likes football. You like football. Yes. Sit here.
Yeah.
Sit here and talk. They always suck. He's got a polo shirt tucked into his pants. It's a Friday night. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Untuck your shirt, you psycho, and let me shave your anus. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Oh, my God. The anus talk. What the hell? Friends, for years, what we do when we hang out, majority of the time, it is like, it started back with College Hoops on Xbox. We just build a team and until the next game came out, so we do franchise mode and just build teams and try to win the championship with said team. And that's what we would do. And after a while, I would go over to his place because I need to get away from my wife, but it is what it is. We would still go do, like, expensive stuff. I think the most expensive thing we ever did was got Sabres tickets down by the glass. That was probably the most expensive thing we've ever done.
All right. Well, was all of this as exciting as you make it sound when you describe it, Ben?
I mean, looking back on it, to me, yes. To you, I'm sure you guys could care less. You probably want to go shave each other's anuses right now.
I'll be honest with you. over what you just described? Yes.
Right now I want to shave the hair of my ass with a cheese grater and listen to you talk about game night.
Ben, great call, buddy.
Tommy,
thanks for the call.
Tommy, isn't that Tommy's Saturday night?
That's what he just... Okay, Ben, thanks, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I just want to point out that the video game thing isn't cheap either.
Well, I mean, if you're...
The console itself is usually pretty expensive, and then
the
you
taxes.
Add the games and the updates. I don't know.
The updates, Pat. The updates.
Not the cheapest idea.
We're slammed with Paul's today. A lot of Paul's going on.
Okay.
He writes us on Instagram. He says, I work on my friend's bikes. They usually bring beverages, parts, throw me money after. Cost me nothing but time, and I usually end up talking and catching up with them while I work.
Okay. So he's a mechanic?
That's what it sounds like. I don't want to have a part-time job to hang out with my friends.
And fix their stuff.
Yeah. And by the way, what if you screw it up?
I don't know if that's a friend.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
A name I didn't think we'd hear around these parts ever again.
Really?
Especially, Kimmy, that it's been this long since his release and first contact that we know of.
Yeah, well, we kind of thought like maybe there'd be talks of this a little while back, and then we didn't hear anything, so I figured they must have moved on. They're done with that.
So there's two things here.
Yeah.
One, where would this guy fit if it were to happen? But the bigger question is, Brandon Bean, Bill's general manager, doing this on purpose?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because it seems he has a new strategy for filling out the roster with his guys. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Several NFL insiders are reporting that over the next coming days, few days, wide receiver Gabe Davis will be in Orchard Park visiting with the Bills.
When's the last time he was on the team?
So for those who don't remember, he was a free agent at the end of 2023, so he was only away from the team last year.
Oh.
The Bills could not pay him what he wanted, so he went and got $39 million from the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Gabe.
3 years, $39
million. Yeah.
And that deal was a disaster for him.
Oh.
The Jags were terrible. He did not play well. In fact, he barely played at all. He only played in parts of 10 games. He only had one game where he had over three catches. He only caught two touchdowns all season, and both of those touchdowns were in the same game, and it happened in London. So he did not catch a touchdown in the United States last year.
All on foreign soil.
Two foreign soil touchdowns. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Do we want Gabe Davis back?
He sounds busted.
I don't think it could hurt if it if
foreign
it's
boy. What? Born Gabe Davis. Born Davis.
I'm leaving this decision up to Josh because it seems like they look to Josh for like it seems like he kind of has a final say on who joins the offense and who doesn't.
Do you need him?
Well, so that's the question, where he fits in, because it seems like there's a guy, Elijah Moore, the Bills signed him to a guaranteed $2.5 million contract in the offseason. He has not performed well.
Oh.
It feels like maybe they're looking to fill out the receiver room by cutting a couple of guys they thought were going to be...
Didn't work out.
Yeah, that were going to be good to go.
Okay.
It does make me a little worried. I think he's had tryouts with quite a few teams from what
he has.
Like.
I don't even know if he's tried out. I think he went in and had physicals. So it looks like maybe it's been long enough now where he thinks his body's recovered where he's going to pass a physical.
What was wrong with him?
He missed 7 games last year.
Oh, he's banged up.
I don't know what it was. He was also banged up in the last season he played in Buffalo, the divisional playoff game where Kansas City came to Buffalo and we lost. He did not play in that game.
Sounds like the kid's a bust.
He wasn't a bust. He still owns the NFL record for the most touchdown catches in a playoff game.
He wasn't a bust while he was here.
But that
when he moved on, who knows if it's him, if it was other factors.
Sounds like he's tanked.
If he's good to go.
That's what I'm
hearing.
That's
the big concern, right? Will he even be able to play?
Yeah. You know a lot about him. What numbers you wear?
I thought he switched numbers. Didn't he?
What was it?
I thought he was in the low 20s for a while.
Yeah, he was in the low 20s. He's a wide receiver. He's in the low 20s.
I don't know. Was it 88?
No. You're going to sit here. You can't even tell me what number he wore.
Pair eights.
No.
How close?
Well, you could not be further away.
You don't know either.
Oh, I don't? Kimmy, talk for a second.
Where do you go? You have to go look.
Why?
What are you getting out of your bag? You have Gabe Davis
He's got
information?
Gabe Davis jersey on him, doesn't he?
I have my Gabe Davis jersey with me right now.
You got the wrong jersey, bro.
It's 13.
That doesn't say 66.
What are you talking about? That's Billy Shaw. How dare you disrespect the name of Billy Shaw?
Why do you have that on you?
That is none of your business.
Okay.
Yeah, that's sad.
What? You don't constantly carry a Gabe Davis jersey
just
around
for
in
this
your
moment?
Bag?
Not anymore.
Okay, right. So past the idea of should we sign Gabe Davis, the Bills do have a history of doing exactly this.
Bringing guys back?
Yeah, so they let their homegrown guys get big contracts elsewhere, and then they come back and scoop them back up.
It's almost like making a return on something you purchased and then making money on that return.
That's exactly what it is. So
like, I would like to return this. Oh, and here's $20.
For example, Shaq Lawson, defensive end. The Bills drafted him. He got paid by the Miami Dolphins. That lasted less than a year, a season or two. He got cut. Bills signed him for low money. They just did it with Trey White. If that works out, it's a brilliant move. Happened with Jordan Phillips, like, multiple times.
Does it also speak to the organization, the fact that these guys want to come back and play for a team that they played for in the past? Because you don't usually when guys leave, especially when they're not getting paid what they think they should be getting paid, they're done with that franchise.
Yeah,
and they make it publicly known that you know, they didn't like their time there, they had an issue with this. And it is weird that so many guys come back, even if they don't end up with the team, there's always talks of them potentially rejoining the team.
Who is that little white trash looking receiver?
Cole Beasley.
Yeah, that's the one I was, because he left. Yeah. Did he go down to Dallas or Houston? Then he came back.
He was in Dallas.
And then he came to
Buffalo. Yeah, came back. Yeah, yeah.
But then that didn't really work out.
Well,
right?
No, they were just desperate. They also signed John Brown back after he had been out of football for 2 years. That was a different situation.
Okay. But he's a good rapper. Didn't he have a rap album?
Yeah, no, he had a rap album.
Yeah. I got the right guy, right?
Yeah, but he wasn't a good rapper.
Well, it was good for him.
He had one, though.
He was the best Cole Bishop I ever heard.
You mean Cole Beasley?
Cole Bishop.
Him, too. Well, when they collaborated.
Cole Bishop.
When they did that duets album.
Cole Bishop is playing C-Mac this weekend.
Is he really?
Who's Cole Bishop? You accidentally said the name of the bill starting safety,
aware
you idiot.
Of the person.
How are you so bad at this?
I don't know. It's a gift. Like,
ladies and gentlemen, our football expert, you can hear him make picks every Friday during the season.
Doesn't know if he's a country artist
or a football
player.
There's just too many guys on these teams to follow.
That is a bit we're doing later this
country
season.
Country artist or football
country
player?
Country artist or Bills
I like it.
Player.
All right. I could do that.
No, you can't. 252 WCMF, Gabe Davis, Bills wide receiver, former Bills wide receiver, visiting Orchard Park after his one season in Jacksonville. Look, I want him back. Even if it's just the nostalgia. I love Gabe Davis. Hence,
man, they ain't got time to be dicking around with nostalgia. They're trying to win a Super Bowl, and you're bringing back these Jacksonville retreads.
And do you want him here if that means some other guy doesn't get a chance?
Who do you have to keep?
A poor kid.
Poor kid? We're going to do Make-A-Wish Bills? You just argued that we're doing Super Bowls? Hear me out, Kimmy.
Gabe? I'm listening. I don't hate him back on the team. I just hope that, you know, it's not... You're not having him back on the team just because you miss the guy as a person, not what he does on the field.
I mean, if his body's okay, like, you know.
Him a good body.
Well, yeah, you need to have a good body playing
good
the NFL.
Firm body.
He's a lanky-bodied gentleman.
With a shaved anus. What? It's called a callback. Here's something else.
Yeah,
for those who missed that last segment,
Gabe
they
Davis
may be very confused.
Gabe Davis is calling back the authorities to put a restraining order on him. He's a deep threat, which the Bills did not have last year.
Yeah,
but is he still got it?
That's what I just said. If he is healthy,
him
and Josh, I mean, they were known for these moonshots they would take, right? I mean, how many over 60-yard touchdown catches did Gabe Davis have playing with Josh Allen? It was awesome. I loved it. Like,
if you don't see that, you're going to be disappointed.
Okay, but why not take a flyer?
Because they're trying to win a Super Bowl.
They're trying to win a Super Bowl with Cole Bishop playing guitar during practice.
It'll be interesting because he did just meet with the Steelers, I think, yesterday. So if they want to pay him, then the Bills might not even have a chance to sign him anyways.
He's met with the Steelers three times.
Oh.
That's his third meeting with the Steelers.
So does that mean, though, they're not sure about his health moving forward either?
I mean, I would think the Bills know better than anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been in the building for long enough.
Sure.
You have the trainers that have been around him. Look, if he's healthy, I want to see it. Only because I spent $120 on
this
jersey.
So that's what this is all about.
But no, well, yeah.
I don't want to again.
Well, no.
You spent $100 on that?
Would he still be 13?
Is there a 13 right now? No, it was Mac Hollins. He's gone.
Oh, you're right. Yep.
Bring it back. Right. Bring it back. Help my investment in this shirt. All right, let's take a break.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.